95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister. How you doing, man?
How was the sister?
Ah, very good.
Sister.
Very good.
How was the weekend?
Yeah, that too. The sister was really good. And the weekend was okay. Hey, am I hallucinating, or did Weird Al do a cover of that Running with the Scissors? Am I just making that up in my head now, just thinking that's something he should do? Running with the Scissors!
I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
I don't think
he's done so many. I just,
he was at a movie I saw over the weekend, Weird Al.
Oh!
He was.
You went to the Sparks movie.
Yep.
Oh, sweet.
And
nice.
He was talking about that band and how ridiculous they are and goofy and funny and
very
bizarre.
Entertaining band. Yeah. Sparks.
Never
cool.
quite made it big. Seems
nope.
like they, at every turn, they had a chance to go, all right, we're going to be successful if we do this.
Yes.
So let's go
not.
The other way.
Yeah, that was only in Los Angeles, really, almost, too.
Yes.
Really very LA band.
And British.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, they have a good sense of humor.
Nowhere in the United States, but except for California and England for some reason.
What was it like sitting in a theater again? You've done it a couple times.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Is it getting more crowded or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is getting more crowded. I thought I was going to be the only one in Sparks because when I bought the tickets, I was the only one.
Oh, really?
There were probably 8 or 9 other people.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
That's doable.
I also saw F9, which.
Oh, yeah. How's that?
FU.
I loved it, huh?
Look. I love the series.
Right.
Because it's goofy and it's stupid and
right.
they have the same sense of humor. And
right.
Maybe it's that I took my daughter and she doesn't know the series.
Oh, I
so
thought
I was
she
like
was like
afraid.
Totally into it. I thought she was the reason you were going.
Oh, no. God,
oh,
no.
Okay. Oh,
for
right.
me.
Oh, okay. What'd you like to see, dear? You know what? Never mind. We're going to go see this.
I tucked her into it. So maybe it was I was worried she wasn't going to like
right.
it kind of a thing.
Right.
Because it was pretty much the same as all the other
Fast and
Furious movies. You?
No.
Anything over the weekend?
Drinking and smoking.
All right.
That was pretty nice.
So very different than your usual time.
Yeah, but not hungover. I hit my right and late, mark now.
So wow.
On Monday, not really miserable for a change.
So from now on, you're good.
Yeah, theoretically. We'll see how that lasts.
There's a new study that says BSing is a sign of intelligence.
That's an interesting
freaking genius
one.
Then. Who knew? We've talked about Crocs a few times because I do love them.
You hate Crocs. You refuse to ever wear them. You can't stand it when people do.
I mean, look, they're hideous. I agree. I agree
very
with every,
comfy.
But they're very comfy.
Yeah.
And now Balenciaga, which is a high-end shoe company.
Oh, yeah, right.
Is selling the high-heeled Croc for $1,000.
Wow. Oh, wow. Wow. That'd be so heavy to walk around in, wouldn't it? I would think.
I would think so, too.
Yeah. Let's get someone in here to try it.
$1,000. Come on. That's absurd. Okay. A woman bit a cop in New York City.
Oh, New York City.
Yeah. This place, have you been to Washington Park? Downtown?
Yep.
They seem to be just celebrating and partying, and this weekend it was Pride, but then before that it was something else.
Right.
And it's just been going crazy. All the neighbors are complaining because
really.
It's just out of control.
You're in Washington Park, man. That's just how it's going to be.
I mean, sort of is.
Yeah.
It sort of is.
It's like the New York City version of Times Square.
Yes.
It's not for the tourists. It's
correct.
For the people who live there loudly.
That is correct. And our 1 second of nonstop rock is at $2,000.
I'm going to be sad when it finally goes away. Someone's going to get this last one.
I'm semi-ready for it to go away.
Yeah.
Semi.
Yeah, no, sure.
Just
yeah.
because, look, let's give the $2,000 away, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, okay.
But it hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet.
You'll get another chance before 4 o'clock, though, on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You ever had Crocs?
Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
No, is that a dinner item?
It is not. It is a shoe.
Oh, a shoe. The shoe. No,
it's
never
not
had
a
Crocs.
Shoe. It's right. more of a slipper slide.
Deal?
Shoe-ish.
It has holes in it,
has
right?
holes in
right.
it. It's plastic.
Yeah.
Super comfortable.
Are you wearing one right now?
Super comfortable.
Sorry,
I'm not right now, no.
Oh, okay. You usually do, though, right? Oft times?
I do at home.
Yeah.
Because they are hideous. And I asked for them for Christmas last year, and my daughter said, yes, as long as you promise not to wear them out of the house.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you keep that promise? For the most part.
Most of the time.
Yeah,
they don't really care now because when I'm not with them, they don't care what I wear.
Right.
But a high-end shoe, Balenciaga company, is making a high-heeled Croc.
Oh, man, that's just weird. Is it going to have holes in the heels?
No, but it has holes in the actual front part of it, okay. like a Croc does.
Right.
It's gonna be like just has a heel.
Stilettos? Like,
yeah, sort of.
Oh, wow. That's
and
weird.
And it's going to be $1,000.
What?
$1,000.
Come on. Well, what are they? They're usually pretty cheap, aren't they? Wasn't that sort of
trash.
The point?
Right. Yes. They're garbage. They're 19 bucks or whatever, you know, 29 bucks.
Right.
Here's the news report. Check this out.
Hail the latest hybrid.
Oh, no! No, you bastard! No!
It's our favorite reporter.
It's Jenny from
Go back
CNN.
To the beginning.
Oh, my God.
Hail the latest hybrid from the high-end designer Balenciaga.
I can't.
She's got a great delivery, doesn't she?
She does.
It's all about nerdy chic. Designers love to take the ugly and make it beautiful.
All right, Balenciaga. That's a, what did he call himself? A,
shoeologist?
Like a stylist for stars.
Okay.
He says a couple of things in this piece.
Right.
Balenciaga unveiled its latest collaboration with Crocs at the Designer's Spring 2022 Fashion Show.
You're just waiting the whole time for her first bad pun.
She really does make a lot of puns. She's relatively blameless in this one.
Really?
Relatively.
Is it because it was a Monday or something?
Near the end. I don't know.
Yeah.
I say unveiled, but you really couldn't see the Croc heels hidden underneath those extra, extra long pants.
All right. So fashion doesn't really do things that you can wear.
Right. You know what I mean? No, that's not the point.
So
really.
They have so
look.
The model is wearing pants that are 4 inches past the bottom of her shoe.
What's the point? You can't see the
I
damn
don't know.
Shoe then.
She was just like shuffling.
Wow. Just waiting to fall any minute.
I don't know. So yeah, they were in the show, but
right.
They were completely covered.
I'm just kind of like showing off a new car and having it covered under a tarp.
Yeah, it's
What's
nonsense.
The bloody point?
Right.
They also showed some Croc-inspired rain boots that were a lot more utilitarian. But the Croc heels walked into a Twitter firestorm.
Yes. Now, this is what she does with most of her stories.
Yeah.
She sees a picture.
Right.
And then she just looks it up on Twitter and reads responses. That's her news
it's
report.
It's a huge no from me. These shoes are insulting. The heels rot in hell.
Those heels can rot in hell.
That's a pretty strong reaction.
Yeah. Really so pissed off at the Croc heels. They should burn in hell forever.
Nevertheless, celebrity stylist Philip Block says...
But I've already had clients calling me going, oh my gosh, do you see those Croc heels? Those are amazing. Can we get those? I'm already on it.
Never happened. Hasn't happened.
Nope.
Hasn't happened at all.
Expects the shoes to sell for around $1,000.
That's insanity right there.
Because they have the name Balenciaga,
right.
I assume.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because they're just collector's items as a result.
Probably, yeah.
Some fashionistas defended the Croc heels while others were perplexed. These seem to defeat the purpose of both Crocs and high heels in one fell swoop.
That's another tweet.
At least one social influencer has already tried a do-it-yourself version of the high-heeled Croc. Madison Bush glued a heel on a pair of Crocs just for kicks.
Now, you've been gluing stuff to the studio and around the world lately. I mean,
look.
Maybe you should try this yourself.
I haven't even thought of that. Even after bringing in this story, I didn't think of it.
Do you know anyone, any female that would want these?
God, no. You mean out in public?
Yes.
No.
Very comfortable. Just the Croc part, though.
Please don't shed any crocodile tears.
No!
There it is!
No!
There, it's enough to ruin the whole report, isn't it?
Oh, yes! How dare she?
Oh, she's the worst.
Please don't shed any crocodile tears for the insults being showered on high-heeled Crocs.
Fashion is about a double take. You want people to look and look again.
Looking like a failed Shark Tank pitch, read one tweet that one of the co-hosts of the show wondered... Should I wear these to Shark Tank?
She's still just reading tweets.
Just apparently not reading if they make any sense together.
Genie Most. CNN.
Genie.
New York.
I keep calling her Jenny.
Genie. She's our girl.
Yeah. You know what we need to hire? Away from
CNN. You know
CNN.
What happens is that I start wearing Crocs, mm-hmm. and then the fashion world
shut up.
Notices.
Shut up. 95.5
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. $2,000.
Yeah.
On the way with our 1 second of nonstop raw.
Oh, the last 2K, the bottom of
Correct.
The barrel. Yeah.
This is it. We're giving it away, and then we're done.
Yep.
You know how I love my Journal of Evolutionary Psychology?
I sure don't.
I read it every day.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah. You don't? You
oh, no.
Know that?
No, yeah. I haven't noticed. Oh, no, yeah. No, no. Is that
huge.
What that is? Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. What are those ladies doing on the front cover? Don't they have any clothes on?
They're scientists.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Let's not be sexist.
Okay. Right, right.
In a study that's published in the scientific journal Evolutionary Psychology, people who have the ability and skill to BS their way through a conversation may actually be more intelligent than others.
I guess I can see that if you're able to keep the conversation rolling with interesting whatever.
Yes, and just making it up as you go.
Instead of dropping out and just standing there.
So they took like 1,017 participants and they gave them 5 topics.
Right.
And they said, go, just talk about it as much as you can. 3 of them completely fake, made up.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
Most of the people who didn't know that didn't recognize it said, I don't know anything about that. And some people saw it and just started going.
Right.
They
right.
just thought, well, what does the word mean? How do I take it from there?
Right.
And they are determined to be smarter people.
Like they gave them IQ tests after or
whatever? It doesn't say. It just says in this study, they found that most participants that were able to generate satisfying or seemingly accurate definitions of fake concepts.
Right.
Also scored higher on a vocabulary test.
Okay, see, that's got to be kind of important because, you know, you can certainly lie all the time but not be very smart. But
right.
if your lies make sense, then they fool folks.
If you're able to BS people,
right.
I guess BSing includes the person who's listening buying it?
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of stuff going on there. Then you're able to convince someone of something that you don't know or whatever.
As you make it up,
yeah.
first you have to not let them know that you're making something up.
Right. So there's a layer there.
Yes. And then the next layer is it has to make sense to them.
And you got to believe it. So you're fooling
yes.
yourself almost. Wow. I this is interesting.
Isn't
like
that crazy?
That. Yeah. So they're probably pretty good poker players, I would think. You got to be able to really be a pretty good BSer to be a fairly good poker player.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because it's a little
there's
bit
There's a
of
lot
that.
Of math in poker as well, so you have to be good at math
okay.
as well.
That's why I suck at it. I always wondered.
But the BSing part, the BSing part does is a sign that you're intelligent.
Okay. Dude, we see through everything you say all the time, though. This
we
thing
win.
About
what?
Owning huge, huge oil fields that you're always
right.
telling people about. We don't
in
buy
Texas,
it. Nobody
what?
Believes it. No.
I thought everyone bought it. Oh, man. We have money.
Cash.
$2,000.
We want to get it out of here.
$2,000.
It's been sitting at the bottom of our purse forever. It's got like little gum stains on it. And,
right?
Yeah.
And our purses aren't that big.
No, no, they're not that big. So please, take this cash off our hands.
We have 1 second of nonstop rock. So we will play you the clip, which a lot of people have missed so far.
Yep.
And you have to call and be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you will win $2,000.
And here is your clip. What do you think that is? Good luck. 818-955-KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, it's Dennis.
Dennis, you're caller 13.
Holy yeah.
We really want to give you this cash. It's our last $2,000 without saying it. Do you think you know what it is?
I think I do, yeah.
All right.
Nice. All right.
We're
going to
play it for you one more time, and then you give us the name of the song and the artist and start your week off with $2,000.
Oh, hell yeah. Ready.
All right. Okay, here it is. What do you think that is?
All right, man. I think it's Led Zeppelin, All My Love.
It is not.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Damn, all right, man. Thanks, bro.
Try again next year.
Yeah, or go out and rob a bank.
Sorry, try again next hour.
Hour, yeah.
All right, thank
right on,
you, man.
Thanks, man. Wow, you're jumping way into the future. So next year, or rather next hour,
yeah
it's worth $2,000.
Correct. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Did not get a winner on a 1 second of nonstop
rock.
So we'll try it again this hour.
Yeah, that's our special promise. Every 2 minutes, we play 2 minutes worth of commercials.
That's not us.
Oh, that's not us?
Nope.
Oh, it's 2 minutes
that's
every second?
That's not us at all.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, anyway.
Not even a little bit.
Soon.
You know Washington Park in Manhattan, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful park.
Yeah.
Nice. Got a little fountain in the middle of it.
Yep. Used to be kind of in hell, but it's a slightly nicer area these days.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Why was that?
Not anymore.
Uh-oh.
There's apparently it started this spring It emerged as a, quote, open-air drug bazaar.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of back to how it was in the
70s. B-A-Z-A-A-R, that kind of bazaar.
Right.
Nearly 24-hour-day parade of addicts, drug peddlers, and prostitutes.
Woo!
Some openly hitting pipes.
Hitting pipes.
Yep. Or shooting up with syringes on benches.
Right. Smack that bitch up.
So they've been having all kinds of problems, and the neighbors have all been calling the police over and over and over again.
Hey, it's like Amsterdam out there. What the hell?
That's kind of what it was like. Mm-hmm. One resident contacted the Post following a recent 8 a.m. stroll to the park's dog run, reporting a female giving oral sex to a drug dealer with other men, quote, lined up with to wait their turn.
And the dog's like, oh,
I don't know about this.
So it's been a real nightmare. And there's been a lot of partying going on there.
Beep. At night.
There's drinking and partying and all kinds of wild stuff going on there.
Right.
It's supposedly now supposedly a terrible place to be.
So as soon as we get in the cab, we're going to be like Washington Square Park, please.
Yes.
OK.
Except for when was the last time you were bitten?
Bitten. You mean by a human or
yes.
a dog? Oh, a human.
A human.
Probably. When I was three,
right.
I suppose.
That's my point. You
right.
only really experience biting from other humans when they're children.
When you are three.
Or you're in Washington Park.
Or you're in Washington
Listen
Park.
Listen to this.
Okay.
What's going on at Washington Square Park? The same old mayhem. Again, the NYPD made 8 arrests at Washington Square Park yesterday. Police say one woman bit an officer. What the heck is going on in Washington Square Park?
Yeah.
How is this allowed to happen? Other arrests were made for disorderly conduct. The Daily Mail is reporting the city will now enforce the midnight curfew at the park now that Pride weekend is over.
Is that NYC one or in New York one?
I think so.
I love that channel.
I think so.
I used to love watching that when they
Why?
They were fairly new. I don't know. There was something, I mean, very New York about it. It just like they always had the attitude of like, what is this?
What is going on
this
there?
Crap? You know, someone coming in from out of state, messing everything up. I don't know. I loved them, though. Yeah, that's funny.
But I was thinking through this story, and I thought, what? How surprised must that cop have been?
Right.
Although I'm sure they're on alert more than you and I.
How annoying, though.
But can you imagine being bitten by an adult?
Nah, no. Unless you're like going for the neck and they're a vampire, and then you're on board because it's nice. You get to live forever. But otherwise.
Sure, there's that. So I thought we'd open up the phones for people who have been bitten by adults.
Oh, all right.
You
wow.
were bitten by an adult.
Well,
that can't happen
fun.
All that often, can it?
Right. No.
I mean, I know parties get wild and people
Woo!
Start doing things,
yeah.
but at some point you make the decision to open your mouth and bite. Another human being. Arr!
We're not talking about nibbling now.
No, we're talking about bite.
Actual bite.
It doesn't have to necessarily draw blood, but you can certainly see teeth marks.
Yeah. I think I suddenly, when you said that, I remember I was, as a bored teenager, I used to bite my hand, back
you
of my hand.
You used to bite your own hand?
Yeah, I used to bite the back of my hand. And
Why?
See the teeth mark. I have no idea.
What the?
But that was just a hell of a flashback just now. So I guess as a teenager, I was bitten by me. So.
Wow. Do you miss Washington Park? Is that your thing?
I haven't been there in a while.
So you were bitten by an adult.
Yeah.
That has to be one of the most shocking things ever.
Yeah, that's good.
When you're not playing with children.
Right.
And somebody's teeth are on your body somewhere.
Right.
I got bit at Coachella one time.
You did?
But it was a kind of a joke bite.
Oh, okay.
I was just standing there and I was kind of moving in on somebody's space and I didn't realize it. They had a blanket out and it was my fault.
Was it Flea? I would think Flea might
It was
bite.
Not Flea.
Oh, okay. I would think Flea might bite someone.
He might.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this person just was high and just thought it would be funny to just go, arr, on my ankle. And I was like, oh, my bad. And I moved away. But it wasn't a real bite.
Right.
So you were bitten by an adult. You think we'll have some?
Yeah, well, the phones are lighting up already.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about Washington Square Park in New York City, and a woman bit a police officer. And that just seems like it would be an odd thing as an adult to get bitten by an adult.
Right? In comes that mouth and those teeth. You just don't expect it past age 3.
Right.
Generally.
KLOS, that happened to you?
Yes, it was.
All right. Tell us.
I'm a service plumber, walked into a residence, and the guy came at me like the grunge, just crawled across the floor and started knocking
wow.
my ankle.
Wait so a minute. So you were just showing up to work on the plumbing.
Right.
And the guy who owned the house.
Or someone that lived there.
Yeah, whoever lived
Correct.
There.
Right.
Crawled at you like an animal and bit you on the leg?
Yeah.
Did they have to pay extra for that?
No, we kind of wiped it off and... Steven, I did head stomp him until the family got old.
Well, that's what you do. I mean,
good times as a plumber.
Yeah, yeah. Right on. Thank you for calling. Wow, that's funky.
KLOS,
don't bite the plumber!
You were bitten by a person, an adult?
Yeah.
All right.
I was probably 20, and the guy was about the same age. Came in, he was in the hall of my dorm, and he tried to come in for, you know, a little bro handshake, and he bit me right on my shrug. And actually punctured through like three layers of clothes.
What?
Through blood.
Wow. Why?
Why would he do that?
What was he thinking?
Why would he do that? Was he just high or drunk?
Apparently had about two handles of liquor and then probably something else because his eyes were showing a little bit of a solid color.
Wow. So did that begin quite the party night, or was that the end of it? Were you like done?
I was pretty done by that point.
Yeah, I would think.
3 in the morning.
Usually,
should have gone to bed. By
usually, if you're at a party and you're there long enough to get bitten,
that's about the time to wrap it up.
But if you get bit first thing,
yeah, you know.
No.
All right. Woo!
Peace
Hello!
Out. I'm gone.
Oh yes, I mean that's it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS. Bitten as a adult.
I thought this would be a little more rare than it is.
Me too. I'm surprised how many people have been bitten.
By an adult. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, you were bitten by an adult?
Yeah, I was, actually. And it started out what I thought was going to be kind of romantic. I went to a party when I was like 21.
Right.
And I literally just got there, and I meet some girl. She starts talking to me. And she starts kissing me, like full-on making out in front of all these people. My friends are looking at me, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, cool. She drags me into a bedroom, and it's happening so fast, I'm actually, like, overwhelmed. She takes my shirt off and starts kissing me everywhere, and I thought, okay, I'm about to get hickeys, fine. She bites my stomach hard.
Your stomach?
Yeah. And then she starts, like, she undoes my pants, but she never made it that far down. But she starts biting me over and over again hard. And I'm thinking, does she think this is sexy or something?
Because it's not?
And I'm thinking, no, it hurt.
Right.
And it was like way beyond too much pain.
Right.
And I finally said, oh my God, stop it. And I got up and I walked out. And my friends are looking at me. They're like, what happened? I'm like, I don't know. I got mauled by a crazy person.
Dude, wow. You walk out. If your friends ask you what happened at a party, you say, I nailed her. And then they say, in 30 seconds?
Right. Yeah, I should have.
Well, go back in time and change that up. That's so weird. Did you ever run into her again?
No. And she was a friend of a friend or something. I'd heard about her after that, and it got all weird.
Maybe she had heard about cougars and just thought that's what you're supposed to do is bite.
She was young.
Oh, weird. Wow.
She was a teenager. It was so weird, though.
Wow. Wait a minute. You said you were in your late 30s, and no, that's not what you said.
No. I was.
Right.
I was in my 20s.
All right. Thanks for calling,
Thank
man.
You.
Thank you. Hi, KLOS, you were bitten as an adult?
No, my sister was. She went to help out a little person in an elevator, and he did not like it so much when she picked him up.
Oh!
And
so,
he,
hold up.
I'm not sure that's helping.
Hold up. Did he ask her to pick him up?
No. My sister, who has since passed on, was drinking at the time, and is a big girl. She thought, you know, I'll be helpful. I'll lift this guy up so he can press the button.
I think that's a fair bite. I do.
I do, too.
Yeah. I'm
ruling in favor of the little person.
From the South Pole.
She deserved to be bitten. It was her own fault.
All right, on. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Don't pick up little people.
No. KLOS, you were bitten as an adult by an adult?
Absolutely. Well, I'm an ultrasound tech, and I was doing a study on a patient. She was a 93-year-old woman, and I'd been with her before. I've done prior ultrasounds, and she was just a sweetheart. She was not having a good day, and I was scanning her, and she leaned up and bit my arm.
Wow.
She had dentures in, and as I pulled my arm away, her dentures came out.
That's the best story I've ever heard.
That's so
her odd. Dentures came out. Were they still stuck to your arm?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You have made Kevin a very happy boy.
I didn't know whether to cry or laugh.
Right. Both.
Wow. You cry outwardly and you laugh hysterically and inwardly. That's fantastic. We have $2,000 giveaway. I mean, so 1 second of Nonstop Rock. We're going to play a clip. You can be caller 13-818-955-KLOS. And then you got to give us the name of the song you're going to win $2,000. What I mean to say is we have $2,000 for our 1 second of Nonstop Rock.
Been so long with this clip, I don't even remember. I think we thought it was fairly easy to begin with.
Mid-March.
Yeah.
And then, now.
420 years ago, we thought this was going to blow out the door right away. All right, so give it a good listen. If you can be caller 13, tell us the name and the artiste. We finally get this $2,000 out of here. Get this money out of here. Take it. Here you go. What is that?
It's Kevin and Slogos. 1 second of Nonstop Rock.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hello?
Whoa.
Hi, it's Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole. You're caller 13.
Nicole.
What?
It's Nicole.
Nicole, yes.
Hi, Nicole. You're caller 13.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, awesome.
I love how excited you are.
You too. Although you were saying hi before we picked up,
I know,
which is
crazy.
That's odd.
Funky. Freaking us out, man. It's Monday. I'm barely
right.
Dragging.
We're going to play it for you again, but do you think you know what it is?
I think I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you do,
fingers crossed.
$2,000.
So
okay.
Tell us the name and the artiste of this song. Tell me when to start the clip. When you're ready, I'll start it.
I'm ready.
What do you think it is?
Is it the Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin?
It is not.
No. I wanted to give you the money so dang bad.
I'm sorry.
Dang it.
Sorry.
Okay.
Nicole, call back tomorrow between 3 and 4.
And it'll be all the way up to $2,000.
Right.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Have you ever tried to set a world record? You ever been interested in that?
I would be interested. No, I've never tried it. But just immediately leaped to mind Brady Bunch when Cindy Brady was trying to set the world record for skipping rope.
Oh, right.
And I, as a kid, when I saw that, I was like, oh, I need to set a world record someday.
Do that.
And I never did. What about you? Have you ever tried?
Well, we tried on the other show with the King of Mexico watching TV.
Oh,
continuous
right.
TV.
Oh, wow, really?
And the record was like 78 hours or something like that. Because
wow.
You start going batty when
sure.
You don't sleep at all.
Yeah, sitting there watching TV for that long?
And he hit 100 hours.
What?
And then quit. And then we sent it to Guinness World Records. And they said, you don't have the proper certification. So we convinced him to do it again.
Yo, okay. Wow.
And he did it again.
More than 3 days of his life.
And beat the record.
Wow.
And we didn't get it because we didn't certify it. Whatever. I don't know. There's...
You guys are just torturing him, weren't you?
We weren't. Honestly, yeah. It was like you have to have continuous recording. You can't have any blocks where you don't.
Not sure.
There's a lot of rules.
I guess that makes sense, but wow.
So we tried it twice, and that didn't work.
And he did 200 hours of sitting in front of a television altogether?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, what was he watching? Do you remember?
I don't.
Lots of prawn.
How many M&Ms would you... consider the world record for stacking M&Ms one on top of the other?
Wow, they're round. I wouldn't think very much. I don't know. 50,000. It's my random number.
That's the worst guess ever.
Come on.
I don't know. They're round, so not that many. 50,000.
It's perfect.
Listen to this news.
Okay.
M&Ms.
Oh my God!
This is our favorite reporter, and
this is twice in one day.
Sluggo said, "I don't know, 10 minutes ago."
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were playing that reporter again. That would be hilarious.
But I didn't really expect it to happen.
But this is her.
All right,
and she is covering a story of a guy setting the record of stacking M&Ms.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
M&Ms. They may have orbited the Earth with the astronauts, but did you ever try to stack them?
No!
But
what kind of question is that?
Like, clearly you would. I mean, it doesn't even make sense.
Did you ever try to stack them?
No, right?
Wait, they went to the moon and back?
Oh, well, then you should be able to
stack them.
Do you think I'm an idiot?
What was that?
She plays these little clips from movies and TV shows and whatever.
Okay,
just nonsense.
Very confusing.
Yes.
British civil engineer Will Cutbill is no idiot, But folks are underwhelmed when he says he broke the Guinness record for stacking M&Ms with a grand total of...
All right, now I'm going to ask you again.
Well,
I'm going to say it's lower than 50,000.
Stick with 50,000 M&Ms. I'm going to stick with that number.
Here's the answer.
Okay.
With a grand total of five?
Five? So I was close.
Five M&Ms.
499,995 over.
The record, the world record for stacking M&Ms is five.
And he actually got in?
Yes.
No.
With five.
That's not fair.
He beat the record with five.
That's not fair.
When I tell them it's a whopping five, I think they're a bit shocked. They want to give it a go straight away and try and beat me. It's a lot harder than it looks.
Bored out of his mind on a rainy afternoon during COVID lockdown, Will says he suffered through hundreds of failures. The previous record was four.
Oh, no.
The previous record was four.
So really close to 50,000, 500,000.
That's why I liked your guess. Because the record was four and he shattered it with five.
His master's degree in civil engineering was useless. Doesn't really take a...
Genius.
For 2 to 3 hours.
She added a different clip from a different show saying...
Genius.
Very, very smoothly.
Genius.
Genius.
Doesn't take a... Genius.
For 2 to 3 hours, his mini towers kept collapsing.
They're not as flat as you think. They're quite spherical, so it's a bit like you could imagine balancing footballs or soccer balls.
But finally, Will did it.
I bet you could do 50,000 soccer balls.
I bet you couldn't.
Really easy.
No, 50,000. You know how many that is?
That's a couple.
What is wrong with you? This is when he did it.
Five M&Ms.
He's like celebrating. Five M&Ms, I did it.
How did Will honor the winning five chocolate-covered candies?
As soon as the record was broken, I've got to admit, I did eat them all.
Who wants to get chocolate all over your Guinness record?
Hey, no, it melts in your mouth, not in your hand, lady.
Not on the record.
That's right.
Melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
CNN, New York.
Oh, man.
Five M&Ms.
We're a little closer to the same page than I want to admit.
Five. So did you try and break a world record ever in your life?
818-955-KLOS. And if it was 50,000, we're really impressed. 818-955-KLOS.
Wait, you have a bag? Like a bailout bag?
Yeah,
in your car?
Yeah, it was like a backpack, actually, so I could throw it on my back if I were...
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
After the Northridge earthquake?
Yeah.
I remember thinking at the time, wow, I need to get a bag, a backpack or something.
Right.
And I never did.
Right.
You have one.
Yeah.
You still have it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I haven't checked it in a while. I need to see if there's anything in there.
Does it have food?
Water. Yeah, a little bit of food. And, some better pair of shoes. So if you have to, abandon your car, ditch your car somewhere.
A pair of shoes in there.
Yeah. So better walking shoes than my Vans I'm always wearing. So.
Yeah, I guess so.
But just in case, you got to walk 30 miles to get home or whatever. And then a plan
as
well.
In case are you going to have to walk 30 miles to get...
There's a nice big earthquake and you're not able to drive your car the rest of the way or wherever you have to ditch it. And then you got to walk to get to where you want to go.
30 miles, though.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that you can't drive, like even the Northridge earthquake. Wow.
Right.
I could drive my car.
Yeah. Well, but sort of freeways down if you're heading up north.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, this is really more worst case scenario. I mean, we haven't had one.
I'd imagine there are a lot of people who do what you do.
I
bet there are a lot of people that...
After the Northridge quake, it was the one of those, the fire chief on TV was giving suggestions for things you can do to actually be a little bit prepared. And I just thought that was a particularly good idea.
And I remember seeing that and I thought, wow, I should do that. And then I went about my way.
Well, at least you thought about it.
So that doesn't help me.
Save it a second. Yeah, we have a lot of water at home, which will probably all get squished because the, where it's at will probably collapse.
Do you have to think, where do you keep it?
Where do you keep
it? Yeah, do you try to keep the water someplace under a door frame or...
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say it's a good enough location, but I have done that in the past. It's generally on the floor of the closets and stuff.
Gotcha.
So if the house is still standing...
What else do you have at home?
Some food to last for a little while, although we haven't checked that in a while. It's probably all. But, usually get... You can actually... even Costco, places will sell earthquake kits that have stuff that'll last a couple of years, and we did have one of those for quite a while, and it's stuff that... you can easily make if there's no fire available.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have done that.
I mean, it's really because just for peace of mind.
During the Northridge earthquake, which I can't say for some reason,
yeah,
the grocery stores were looted.
Yeah.
Closed and looted.
Yeah.
And so you literally, I'd have to drive. Where did we have to go to for gas?
I don't even remember.
Like Hollywood or someplace?
Yeah, I lived in Burbank. I lived right down the street from the station.
Oh, really?
Yeah, after the Northridge. So I was able to walk to work and walk up 9 floors because the elevators were out.
Didn't work
for a couple of days. But,
More people like you than me?
I don't know.
It's probably a safer way to go.
It's really more just it just kind of puts your mind at ease, like you've tried something, you know, at least. Well, if anything happens,
if worst case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, because the worst is not having water, you know, so you definitely want to have water on hand.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we have quite a bit of that that lasts for a few days or whatever.
What's your address? All right, let's take calls from people who are prepared.
Yeah, you prepared for.
Maybe you even have an escape plan.
Mm.
Oh, if you get separated from your family, we meet at.
That's. We do that as well.
You
if,
do?
Yeah, if she's home,
where do
I
you
walk
meet?
Home. No, she just stays there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, vice versa.
So there's no meeting. There's just you have to get home.
Yeah. When we lived down by the beach, though, I did have a plan for a tsunami. There's a tall building there that I was like, we'd probably be able to break into this building and get to the roof of this place. It was like a 25-story
building. Well, that makes
building.
Less sense to me because we've never had a tsunami.
Well, you could if you live by the ocean. Actually,
but
the
you didn't.
Japanese, that
yes.
earthquake in Japan, you know that tsunami actually made it all the way here. You can find video of the water from that tsunami hitting L.A. and it coming into the L.A. River. But it's so tiny. It's
yes.
just really weird to see. Cause it was
I'm
just
saying that's
little...
just a little bit less likely than we all know an earthquake is possible.
Yeah.
Well, the tsunami is kind of.
Well, if you're out by the beach, there's you know, the weirdest thing to me is the tsunami exit or whatever emergency. Routes
right.
are through the wetlands, which is about the lowest land there is. So I would think, which is actually where the tsunami came in up the LA River. So I don't know if they're just trying to wipe people out or what.
All right, so you've prepared yourself for the big one, as
yes.
they say.
Yes.
You have
to some degree
stuff in your trunk.
Yeah, have you found
Sluggo has a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have a backpack in your car,
yep.
different shoes, water.
Yep.
Supplies at home?
Yep.
In case it happens?
You know, I should put a little pipe in there and some weed now that I think about it.
Right?
You're going to be really
That's
what tired. You need
more than anything.
Yeah, it's true.
You need to stack that with better stuff.
Yeah, forget the first aid kit.
So 818-955-KLOS if you are prepared.
Yeah.
What do you have? How have you prepared?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
I do have to ask you.
Yes.
Do you think we're tempting fate talking about an earthquake?
No.
When there hasn't been really very much activity.
No, I don't believe in that.
No. Yeah, I don't either, actually, at all.
But I certainly hope they're not.
You'll probably get blamed for it.
Talking to Sluggo about having a backpack in the rear of his car that he can take in case of emergency, perhaps a giant earthquake like the Northridge earthquake.
Yeah, you got to ditch your car somewhere and you got to walk a long time.
Walking
you need some
water.
Yeah. Nice pipe with some weed.
Right? You need all of it.
Yeah.
So we were talking about that Northridge earthquake. You have one, ma'am?
Packing away is a birthday cake because it happened on my birthday.
Okay.
And I didn't even get to celebrate. And then the next year it was avalanches in Alaska, and then we stormed the Gulf. I want a new birthday.
I don't know. Birthday's bad.
I don't know that we can do that for you.
January 17th, and something always happens.
All right.
Wow. I think I'm going to stay in bed on January 17th next year. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. How are you prepared for the big one?
I have a crescent wrench right at my gas meter.
Right. We do too. That's a very good idea.
Wait, why? To turn it off?
Yes. If there's
turn it off. It's so easy.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's right on, right off.
Yep.
And I had an extra one for the neighbors after the Northridge earthquake. I ran around. I shut off 7 neighbors.
Wow.
And the reason was the water was off. If there were a fire.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
do
you have food or other supplies or just that wrench?
No, I had rice and beans and I had canned soup. Campbell's, of course.
Yep. Sure. Campbell's.
You gotta have Campbell's.
Of course.
And some water as well.
Oh, lots of water.
Yeah,
always have
nice.
The water. You gotta have the water.
Gotta have the water.
What's
man.
Your address?
213.
Thanks for calling in. Yeah, you know, actually, after the Northridge earthquake, my wife's dad was running to turn off the gas at the park that they were at, and it blew
gas
up.
Gas in a park?
Yeah, it's like a
Oh. But anyways, for a trailer park?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
And the place where it was in blew up, blew the door off, like went flying right past him. So have the wrench near the gas.
Never thought of the wrench.
To shut off your gas.
I mean, make a note.
Yeah, it's a brilliant idea. I don't know if you remember the movie Earthquake, too. The big earthquake scene ended with a house blowing up. Guy ran in to turn off the gas, but he had a cigarette with him, and it just... So, you know.
So,
no
wrench.
Cigarette, but wrench.
All right. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking a few days ago, and Sluggo told me that he has a backpack in the back of his car.
Just in case I need to hoof it home someday.
Water and extra pair of shoes.
Yep.
And all that stuff that reminds me that I should have done anything like that, but I didn't.
No, you still can. Do it tonight. When you get home, you must have a backpack lying around somewhere.
I'm sure I do.
Yeah, just throw in some stuff that won't go bad real quick. Throw in a bottle of water or two.
It's
good
about
pair
time.
Of shoes. Yeah. Have a sweater in there, you know,
sure.
In the winter it's get cold. Yeah, I got a sweater back there.
A little piece of crap.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't have sweaters.
You're wearing one right now.
It's a sweatshirt.
That's what I mean. Oh, that's what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. A hoodie. But you guys have turned into some sort of a public service of a message for everybody. We care about you. We want to make sure you're okay after the big one.
Well, we're taking calls of your way of being prepared for the next big one.
Well, I was going to tell you that I wasn't prepared. I was in the one in 89 in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Wow. And that's where the top level
the limits
of
the freeway collapsed.
Top level of the freeway collapsed on the bottom level?
Yeah.
Exactly. I was talking to a buddy of mine on the phone, and he was like, hey, you want to come over and watch the World Series? And I was like,
all right,
yeah, man, I'll do that.
That's what you get for watching baseball.
Hey, it was the Battle of the Bay. It was San Francisco versus Oakland.
So do you have any supplies in your trunk or in your house?
No, man. I was living in a one-room studio with a Murphy bed, and my roommate, I just moved in with him. He was at work, and all I had was birthday candles.
Those are not going to light the room very long.
But after you lived through that earthquake,
now are you prepared?
You're prepared.
Oh, heck yes.
Okay.
Oh, really? What do you got?
Yeah. I got probably three survival bags, one in every vehicle, stuff at the house, candles, flashlights, batteries.
Wow,
water,
I need to step up my game.
Yeah. My favorite kind of radio is the crank one, so you can just crank it and get.
Oh,
you know,
so you don't need electricity.
Yeah,
or good. Batteries. Or batteries, right.
I had one of those. It doesn't work that well.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Right on. Thanks for calling. That dude got prepped up. Hi, KLOS. Are you prepared for the large one?
I've got my Camelback with at least a fifth of Jack Daniels in the back of it. You know, got my weed. I'm
sure.
Going to call up. I'll find an NFS. I'll find some water. I'm cool.
All right. So you don't have water, but you do have weed and whiskey.
Yeah, weed and whiskey.
All right.
You're good to go.
You know what?
We applaud you.
We're coming over to your place then. Hi, KLOS. Are you prepared for the big one?
I got a divorce, sold everything, split everything in half. I bought an airplane and learned how to fly it. And now I can bounce wherever I need to.
But the runway will be all broken up.
You bought an airplane. How much is that?
It's not cheap. It depends on how far you want to fly it.
Well, I hope from point A to point B.
It's about $50,000, but whatever.
You going to try and reenact San Andreas? Like when he was flying all over the... I really like that movie.
No, but that's actually my dream flight, is to fly San Andreas.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right.
Let's do it.
Wow, you're much more prepared than anyone else we've talked to. You have an airplane.
You're out of here.
That's crazy.
I think a helicopter might work better, but that's okay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, that wraps it up for us.
I saw Greg Beharrell wandering around the station earlier.
Did he have a 24-pack?
Yeah. We really do need to hook him up with Dr. Drew. See what Dr. Drew has to say about
I would love that. Let's do that.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
See you. It was on this day in rock in 1975 when David Bowie released the song Fame with John Lennon on backup vocals. That was his very first number one hit in the U.S. It was on this day in question rock that the movie based on the C.W. McCall song Convoy was released to theaters with Kris Kristofferson playing Rubber Duck. It was on this day in rock in 2012 when the band The Flaming Lips broke the Guinness World Record for the most live shows performed in different cities within 24 hours. It was all part of an MTV stunt.